Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This Friday, October the 16th, was World Food Day. 30 years ago, 1979, the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations issued the proclamation to heighten public awareness of the world problem of hunger and malnutrition. And the problem's real. 1 billion people, one in six in the world today, don't get enough food to be healthy. Each year, 11 million children die before reaching the age of five. A hungry mind cannot concentrate. Hungry bodies don't have the energy to work. We all know that you can't fix a problem unless you know what causes a problem. Natural disasters such as floods and droughts and tsunamis and wars all contribute to hunger. There's war in the eastern Congo now with nearly 1 million killed and 900,000 displaced. The misery in Zimbabwe was forced upon a nation that had been a food exporter until President Mugabe confiscated the farms and gave them to his friends and the landless poor. Not a surprise, they don't know how to farm. We're not going to be able to put an end to the natural disasters or even national conflicts, but there are two things we can do. We can deliver food to the needy. When disaster strikes, we do that now through the World Food Program. I serve on the board of the Friends of the World Food Program. The World Food Program does a terrific job. The other thing that must be done, or we will never make any progress in combating world hunger, is to help the poor, backward countries improve their agricultural production. I've been there in Africa several times. Their little, tiny, garden-type farms hardly produce enough food to feed the family that tends a crop. One farmer in the United States produces enough food for 150 people. Their farms desperately need the best science and technology that has made ours great. In most cases, they don't have hybrid seeds. They don't use commercial fertilizer. They don't control weeds and pests with chemicals. They need genetic engineered seeds. Commercial science-based agriculture has been under assault recently by some high-profile elites in this country that pretend to know something. They don't know anything, and they don't seem to have much compassion for the world's hungry. World Food Day reminds us that if you give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, teach him to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and